Thank you. I'm still waiting for the silver lining. What? He cuts the line, rubs his eyes, punches the light off, sits in silence. Room's thinly lit as moonlight drips through the window. He smokes to watch time drift. His thoughts are clouded, her call surrounds him, drowns him all the more now it's ended. He is filled with the words best remembered, ringing to their touch, heavy in her absence, singing in his lungs. Brand new pattern, tries to grip it but fails to grab it. Fidgets, panics, he is all sandstone and no granite. Reaches for his keypad and sends a text. He just sends a text, he just sends a text. Her phone cuts through the crowd, she moves in it. Holds it out in front of her at arm's limit. Icebreaker, path cleaver, the screen her north star shining. LCD beaming at her baby who is all smiles. Happy pixel, kisses to camera lenses, glass giggle. Says a simple sentence, is mum gonna be home soon? His voice is a tannoy in the tube. His eyes are headlights in the gloom. His breath buffets her hair and rushes through her chest. She takes a little step, mind on the gap which is shrinking every second. She can almost feel his hands welcoming her home as she beckons him closer. As he welcomes her home as she beckons him closer. She beckons him home as he welcomes her closer. She puts down her phone and she just goes close.
Distance us between our aspirations. A foolish fool in an underworld. The fallacy of time. Emotion swayed replay. So bright, so strong. I'll never call you back again. So bright, so strong. I'll never call you, never call you back.
Each will see the silver lining. They log on, homepage, long list. Those names they know so well. Net generation, so spelled in shorthand. Their thoughts and cares or plans for nights. Share sights, insights on life. Cat pics, memes and gifts. Flicks of family gatherings. Bad things, sad things. Debate why they're happening. Post their videos, rapping. Singing happy, slapping. Drinking, trapping. And it's all written in caps lock. Colon, hyphen, bracket. What hashtag is attached is a tactic to be seen, be found. Each speaks, all shout. Who hears, who cares? We count, like shares and comments. Build bridges so trolls can live on them. When fears and fantasies flood the world in torrents and infinite lies and love to live without a sound. Each will seek the silver lining in their clouds. And each will seek the silver lining in the cloud. Each will be seeking the silver lining in the cloud. Each will seek, tell me, I don't know if it will be found. Put it out, thread it back in now.
Just another thing to distance us. Between our aspirations. A foolish fool in an underworld. The fallacy of time. Emotion swayed, replayed. No one knew you, an opening portal, an open hole into you. No one can hear you, I can't feel you. The distance evades us. Your shadow is caught in
that things will always add up for you and yours at sundown. Numbers do what they do. Finite and infinite. All at once. Intoxicated metaphors and mathematics mixed with daily operations and wrath scorn to earth often turns 2 + 2 = 5. But we keep on keeping on, right? One foot in front of the other and all that jazz. Steady as she goes. Everybody out here working on it for self. Seeking out the zero sum. Somewhere deep down in the bottom of a cocktail glass, escapism holds the mood board for the next 24 hours. And me, marching forward in denial, like I got it all together. Taking up more space than you have to spare. Gambling on an emotional razor blade forged and daring oneself to see if we can get away with not reading the book before the final exam. Relying upon the craftiness of the seasoned and wandering eye in the back of the classroom. The cheat on a mission to find the easy way out. While a good student struggles to recall the content they drill themselves so hard to retain where pressure makes diamonds or bust pipes. And one man's trash remains another man's treasure. And many a good human being has accidentally thrown their trustworthiness away with the bathwater, only to be haunted by the harrowed hope that God above and the chemical nature of broken but true bonds is enough to pull it all back to center. The organic physics of real life is hard.